Hi.
So what was your first reaction when you read John Marsden's comments about bullying?
I was quite interested because I'd read what was in the media and I was wondering what he actually said. And it's actually not really as bad as I think people are making it out. He does say that we need to reflect on things that we're doing that are not helpful in relationships. But I think, as with all of Marsden's book, he has no caveats with it. It's just an absolute. And what he's really done now is put all responsibility on children, which I can see that's the danger of his statement.
Now, he claimed that bullying is a feedback for kids with unlikely behaviour. While that might be true in isolated cases, surely this comment can be particularly harmful for children and teenagers who have experienced bullying due to, you know, appearance, socioeconomic status, race, other traits. What's your take on that statement? Do you just think it was just a little bit of a sort of off the cuff, sort of reductionist sort of statement that didn't sort of adequately?
Like throughout the whole book he's done this. He's made these really broad statements and hasn't really given any context around it. But yeah, absolutely. Like to have a child who say is a different race or something in a class and to put responsibility on them for the fact that other people aren't being nice to them is a terrible position to put any child in. And, you know, I get what he's saying, that he doesn't want young people to be victims and, you know, say they're being rude to other children and then they're blaming, you know, the bullying for it. But really what he's done is position the child as responsible for the context. And as adults, we really need to manage that context and make sure our young people are safe. And they gave examples like having red hair and being bullied. So do you become unlikable because you have red hair? And I was like, you know, you can't make children responsible for those things.
Does the Marsden's book offer any other sort of pearls of wisdom other than those comments about bullying?
He has experience, and I don't take that away from him. But the things that he says are generally fairly confusing. So he says things like parents are too lax, and then parents are too controlling. And so I'm kind of like, I don't sure which one you are if you're a parent. And he also has things like the assumptions are that parents don't want the best for their young people. And I think, you know, like he's given examples, and there certainly are parents, I've worked as a psychologist in schools and teacher, that I have met that, you know, are having difficulty parenting, but I don't think they don't want the best for their child. They're always doing the absolute best. But what he's taken is what parents are doing is trying to protect their children. And I think that's what he's seeing, and that's what a lot of us are seeing. And in this overprotective mode, we're actually failing them. And I think that's the key issue that needs to be discussed and looked into further.
So he criticises parents for being too overprotective. I think these days, I think this is like the phenomenon of helicopter parents. Is this a legitimate concern?
Well, it's what we're all talking about. I'd like to probably understand it a little bit better, but I think what's happened is this big self-esteem movement happened in the 80s, and parents were told, and you can go online now and search it, and you'll see hundreds of websites to tell your child they're special, to protect them from everything, to give them the best life. And I feel like parents have gone and done this. There was absolutely no research to show that that was a good thing, and research is now showing it's actually a really bad thing. You actually stop kids from coping by themselves, from learning to be independent, and it's not that you're not nice to them, you just don't overdo it. So now parents are doing what they've been told to do by research, and now they're being criticised for doing this. And we're starting to see kids that are anxious because they can't depend on themselves. They're very reliant on parents. You know, you have 30-year-olds that are still living at home, and they just can't seem to launch and get out by themselves because of the situation of the parenting.
With education, so I've seen a sort of increased emphasis on, you know, the autonomy of children. Has the student-focused learning allowed for certain boundaries that would have previously been in there to allow for some sort of maybe thing where the students are always going to be praised? So there maybe hasn't been enough of a sort of thing to sort of deal with. Does that sort of student-centric thing lead to narcissism or student maybe not maybe developing the sort of critical faculties that they should?
Yeah, there's been like while I was teaching, we were told at one point not to use a red pen because it might hurt the children's feelings. So again, it goes back to trying to save their self-esteem. And in my view, you don't kill someone's self-esteem by using a red pen. And then you weren't allowed to do crosses because that might upset them as well. And then you see this with the everyone wins an award and nobody comes first. And, you know, all these measures are really attempts to make kids feel good. And that position is not tenable. Like, life is not about feeling good all the time. And Marsden makes this point too. Again, he does make some good points through the book. We have negative emotions, and I think by trying to save people from the negative emotions, you're not actually saving them from anything. Like, things like grief and frustration and boredom, they're all really healthy emotions to have. And so by protecting children and ensuring that everything is perfect, while it might seem like a good idea, it actually leads to this, like, really an unrealistic life.
So parenting is, and teaching is, an immense challenge. And, you know, I mean, with parenting and, you know, developing relationships, let's talk about developing relationships in general. I mean, there really is no manual. So, but are there sort of tips on where you should intervene to ensure you have well-rounded kids? In a way, where do you sort of draw a line of where is praising excessive, and, you know, where do we get where we criticize someone? I mean, how do you sort of draw those lines?
Yeah, I must say, I feel sorry for parents. One of the parents I spoke to the other day, she said there's just one thing she was doing, she was told five different ways of doing it. I was like, but it's, you know, you can't think that they're not absolutely trying their best, but the message is confusing. So I think it's really very, very simple. Like, you know, there's two things for parenting. It's just you love your children however you want to love them, and you have really good boundaries, and those boundaries are very consistent and very simple. It's also, when Carol Dweck's work came out on praise, people got too scared to give any praise to kids. You know, you're meant to be praising effort, not talent. But you know what? Praise them when they've done something good. And a lot of this too comes back to truth. So when you praise, so what you were told with the self-esteem movement is you praise, say they did a really terrible piece of artwork. You say, that's the best piece of art I've ever seen. You're so special and unique. And that's what Marsden's saying as well, but they're not. It's just an ordinary thing. So if you stick with truth and you actually just praise what's correct, like, is really good, or I know you did your best today, like, that's, you know, for praise. And also have good challenge. Like, I've worked with parents as a psychologist with kids with anxiety, and, you know, they said to me, like, our house is so tidy, the kids aren't allowed to do anything, you know, not allowed to help with the dishes, not allowed to do this because they might mess it up. I was like, well, you know, would you rather have tidy dishes and mats and house, or would you really have kids that have tried things and have had challenges? And the parents are kind of like, well, yeah, I guess I'd rather have a really well-adjusted child. So don't save them from simple things that are a good challenge.